This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born August 20th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He is a stand-up comedian and actor who started his touring career at 19, eventually opening for the likes of Dennis Miller and the late great George Carlin. He rose to fame as one of the stars of the hit CBS series, Mike and Molly. You've seen him as the host of Monopoly Millionaires Club. And on the CMT miniseries, Sun Records, and this Monday night, you can see the debut of his new CBS series, Bob Hart's Abishola. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Billy Gardell.
Now, Billy, the last time he and I were face-to-face, did an incredible set at Ameristar, I believe.
Yeah, great stand-up.
And I went back with Sassy Von Fancy Pants to say hello to my good friend, who asked me why I treated Jake a certain way. And I had to explain to him that that's a goddamn lie. And Mr. Gardell, how are you?
What's up, man? Good morning. Long time.
Now,
last time we were together, he had a twitch.
Yeah.
A twitch above his eye.
He's rough on me, Billy.
Oh, you shut your
mouth. Oh, my God. Billy was getting ready. You looked at me, and you were genuinely disappointed. And I was like, oh, my God, Billy thinks I actually did that.
No, I don't. That's not true. But, I mean, a little abuse is probably good for him.
No,
he's a little annoying.
He lies.
He
manipulates Billy. I'm a good person, and I need you to like me, Billy, because I like you an awful lot.
I do, and I respect you, so how about that?
Well, that's too far.
How's that?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I just been checking the trailer for the Abishola. Man, I hope that is huge. I think that's a genuinely funny, interesting, really cool thing to be doing right now. Like, I hope that thing is huge.
You know what, man? It's a show that's about kindness, and it's about focusing on our similarities rather than our differences.
Yeah.
And I think we need a little bit of that right now, man. It's not political.
No,
not political.
It's human.
It's just an example of kindness and what can happen when you intersect with somebody different than you, but your eyes and your heart are open. So it's really funny, man. The episodes have been getting better and better, and I hope people will tune in and give it a shot. And if you don't like it, just do me a favor, leave CBS on Monday night because I need those numbers.
Yeah, everyone, you got to turn CBS on Monday nights and leave your television on because it's very important. Yeah, Monday nights, 7:30 Kansas City time on CBS. I'm asking every listener to show Billy that
you're an angel. Thanks,
just, please turn it on and check it out because I think it's going to be great. I really do. I love this stuff,
it's
man.
It's a really good show, man. And Chuck Lorre doesn't mess around. He just does great stuff and he finds the humanity and everything. And I think the cast is really, really wonderful and funny. And I think we're doing some good stuff, man. So I'm excited. I'm exhausted, but I'm excited.
Man, exhausted's the best way to be. Because that, you know, that means
nothing
you're
better than being exhausted from work instead of worried, you know?
Yeah. Anything good in your garage lately?
My garage, I'm still working with my 69 Olds Cutlass, and I'm getting ready to take the engine out of it. And I think I'm going to put a 350 in there. And I got 311 gears that are sitting in my garage, and at some point I'm either going to have to put them in the car or my wife's going to make me move.
Man, I just rode from Sturgis to Portland to San Francisco, and then San Francisco.
Oh, that's a ride, man.
Oh, on 50, the loneliest highway, 50, all the way back to Kansas City from Sacramento.
Wow.
It's so good.
How long was that ride?
We left on Friday. Got to Portland, and then we even took a day off in San Francisco. So we were back by the a week later, or the following Sunday.
That's real easy rider stuff right there.
It was great.
I am such a wimp. I could never do that on a motorcycle.
Yeah, but you do it in the car. Do it one of your great cars because it's really nice.
I could never handle that on the bike. They'd find me on the road crying just in a ball.
That's not true. You've got to come up. Yeah. If you can get time off, man, I sure would love to have you come up to the Full Throttle Saloon in Sturgis and hang with us.
Oh, dude, I'd love that. Are you kidding me? That'd be awesome.
Oh, there's,
I could be the pace car.
No, there's so many cool things up there. You know what? At this point, like, we end up riding around in UTVs because it's just easier to get four or five people together and throw them in there.
Sure.
And, we're working, so there's not a lot of riding. We ride afterwards, but we get up there, and now you see a lot of cars up there now. You see a lot of interesting things. What did I see? A really cool three-wheeler, two in the front, one in the back, but it was like it reminded me of the old British one. Had side pipes. I'm trying to remember the name of that thing, but there was a lot of really interesting vehicles up there.
Anytime I hear three-wheeler, I think of Bob Seger and Fire Lake.
Yeah.
Who wants to ride that big three-wheeler?
That's it. So this show, Billy, because you think you've done some huge stuff, and it doesn't get much bigger than Mike and Molly.
It does, but thanks for saying that.
Now, you guys, how many seasons was that on?
We did six. We got to about 127 episodes, which was amazing. Just an amazing run.
It's pretty amazing.
And that's like also this thing, I can't believe I'm in the middle of another sitcom. I thought, I had my ride, and I thought, they push you out into the field. You either become the crazy neighbor or the wacky uncle. And I was fine with that. That's a good way to retire. So to be standing in the middle of a sitcom at the center again is just I'm blown away, man. I Chuck Lorre. I'm gonna have to start washing his car once a week because I can't believe this guy has so much faith in me. Really blew me away.
And you're right. That guy, he makes hits, big hits.
Man, it's like playing for the Yankees. They just expect to win,
Yeah,
they're just gonna win.
This feels like the storyline to me has that great, and I love him so much. That Norman Lear feel.
This show, I think, does especially. Chuck always finds the humanity in people. And he made four geeks rock stars. He and Melissa, two overweight people, the romantic leads. And then he turned a degenerate mom into someone you could root for. I mean, he just finds the humanity in people. And this show it's another version of that, and it's about kindness. It's about keeping your eyes open, and you don't know what can happen. And also, it reflects, I think, that examples of kindness go way better than just talking about it.
You're right. You're right.
What's that old Ben Franklin saying? Well done's better than well said, right?
Right, right, right. And so shines a good deed in a weary world. Was it Willy Wonka?
See, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
He is
a Ronald Dahl quote. You see that, Jake? That's why you get abused.
You are the great Billy Gardell, man. And I sure do hope to see you soon, man.
Buddy, I love you, and I'm hoping to. I don't know when I'm coming to Kansas City again, but I absolutely, I'll stop in and say hello. I'm a fan, have been forever. I appreciate all the years you put me on, and thanks for the help with this one, man. And I'll call you and let you know how we do, and I'll check back in with you. And I wish you continued success. Is your dog still good, man?
He's good. He's sitting, he's laying on the floor right now. He's got a little arthritis in his hips. He had to go to the doc yesterday, but it looks like it's all calmed down. He's doing good.
Still with him.
Yeah, right?
So I tell everybody, that's the job you want. You want to be Johnny Dare's dog. That dog lives better than most people I know.
Oh, you're the best, man. I love you, Billy. And everybody, don't forget Bob Hart's Abishola, Monday, 7:30 CBS. Turn those TVs on and give it a chance, man. I'm excited to see how this works.
Johnny, thanks so much, man. Always continued success. And as soon as you get off the air, give Jake a little shock with the taser.
Take care, Billy. Oh, God damn, I love you. Bill, you know what? Do not make Billy think I'm a dick, God damn it. Jake, now I'm mad. Now I'm mad again because he's so great.
Billy is.
By the way, Billy downplayed that. He wouldn't run the bus over you because I'm telling you.
Billy's the greatest dude ever.
That's how it went. When I tell you that's how it went, he went, hey, man, why do you treat Jake? Don't make me get sassy on the phone. He was standing there.
I believe it without a doubt.
I felt my face turn red. Like, like, and get like a blood, like you could feel your pulse in your face. I was like, God damn it. At first it was embarrassment, and then it was anger, and I was like, it's funny until it's Billy Gardell, who, I'm telling you, you know Billy.
No, he's
imagine if he looked at you. Oh no, I would be disappointed.
I would be incredibly hurt.
Yeah, it's like, it's not okay, man. It really is. I do deeply care what he thinks of me.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with loving Jake. You love him and you appreciate his mouth until it turns on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all funny. Every story's great until you're the guy in the middle getting it. You know, and it's not so funny.
Damn it, Jake.
No, what he does is funny to me, but it's me.
Yeah.
I was like, can't you make Bob the guy?
Yeah, I'm too late in the game now.
No.
I could turn it on Bob on new guests, but
it's too late. Trust me, if they ever meet him, there won't be a question. They're like, yep.
You don't have to justify that one.
Oh. That dude's an a-hole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.